Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Ashley Crisp, and I'm guiding us through today's reading and prayer. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This summer, we are working to memorize God's word from Isaiah 55. We are starting with two verses and will add more in the coming weeks. This week I will say a line and you repeat it after me. This is the word of the Lord from Isaiah 55, 6 and 7. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. Today, I will be reading from the Peace Table Storybook Bible. This Genesis 1 telling is called God Creates. When beginning, God created in the dark. Earth and sky had no shape. God's spirit fluttered over the water. Then God said, "Let there be light." Light shone. God saw the light was good. God called the light day and the darkness night. There was nighttime and morning, the first day. Then God said, "Let there be a dome." A dome appeared like a ceiling over the water. God called the ceiling sky. There was nighttime and morning, the second day. Then God said, "Let land appear," and it did. God saw the land was good. God called the dry land earth, and the water around it seas. Then God said, "Let the earth sprout plants and fruit trees." Up sprouted every plant and tree. God saw goodness in what grew. There was nighttime and morning, the third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the sky." The sun, moon, and stars arose, and God saw goodness. There was nighttime and morning, the fourth day. Then God said, "Let there be animals in the water and birds in the sky." Sea creatures swam, birds soared across the sky. God called them good and blessed them. There was nighttime and morning, the fifth day. Then God said, "Let there be animals on the land." Wild animals and tame animals roamed. God called them good. Then God said, "Let us make humans in our image and care for the earth." And God created humans and blessed them. God saw everything God made and agreed it was all very good. There was nighttime and morning, the sixth day. God finished creating, and on the seventh day, God rested. The word of the Lord. I wonder what has caught your attention that's different or the same in each version of the creation story we have heard this week. I also wonder, each time you walk outside today, what part of creation catches your attention first? What part of creation could you look at or watch for the longest? What are you wondering about this week? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.